Dem Rep. Bayer, we still need to release Gates' report because other Trump picks face accusations. By Ian Hanchett on November 21, 2024. On Thursday's edition of Bloomberg's Balance of Power, Representative Don Bayer, DBA, argued that the House ethics report on Matt Gates should be publicly released. Even though Gates resigned his House seat and withdrew from consideration to be Attorney General because there's a larger picture that we have Pete Hegseth also credibly accused of rape. We have some, I think it's in the double digits, numbers of cabinet and sub-cabinet officials that are circulating right now that have had charges of sexual assault, including RFK Jr., that this seems to be the new qualification for the Trump cabinet. Bayer began by saying that people should know what was in the report and it's possible Gates could come back to Congress. Co-host Joe Mottu then asked, "We did hear from the aforementioned Representative Sean Casten, DEL, in a statement following the news of Matt Gates's withdrawal. While I welcome the news, it remains important that the Gates report be made available to the American people. He's not serving in Congress, Don Bayer, why would that be?" Bayer answered, "Well, part of it, Joe, is through the larger picture that we have Pete Hegseth also credibly accused of rape. We have some, I think it's in the double digits, numbers of cabinet and sub-cabinet officials that are circulating right now that have had charges of sexual assault, including RFK Jr., that this seems to be the new qualification for the Trump cabinet. I think the more we address this directly, and hopefully, with a clear message that we want people who have high integrity, that treat women with respect, treat each other with respect, should be part of what it means to be a cabinet member in this United States." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.